It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio's Project Connect Spotlight. Pleased to have Kathy Scusa joining us now on the Commission for Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Kathy, thank you so much for taking some time for us today.
Thank you, Tristan. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Kathy, tell us exactly about what your role is with the Commission for Deaf and Hard of Hearing Individuals.
My position is an advocacy specialist, which basically means that I help people. We work with anyone in Nebraska who is deaf, deafblind, or hard of hearing. And out of my North Platte office, I cover 25 counties. I travel up to Valentine and over to Bassett, and then all the way straight down to Kansas. So 25 counties just to the west or to the east of the panhandle here.
Okay. And you mentioned that you help any individual that may need the assistance. What kind of assistance do they need primarily in your experience?
You know, we can help with anything. I mean, if somebody's having trouble with an employer and communication needs, we can go in and do some training with the employees or with the human resources to help them know how to communicate with someone who has hearing loss. We can help them to get equipment that facilitates communication needs. We go into schools and work with their IEPs to help with teachers and making the classrooms more hearing friendly, help them with that. Just for an individual then themselves, I do anything as simple as listening to an answering machine message and helping them to understand what's being said, because a lot of times people with hearing loss don't hear on the telephone. It's very hard to communicate over the telephone. So one of the programs that we do have for those individuals is our NSTEP program. NSTEP stands for Nebraska Specialized Telecommunications Equipment Program, and that is a program that will provide an amplified phone or a cell phone for anyone who has hearing loss, who has needs of communicating through the telephone.
Okay.
And with that program, they can apply once every 5 years. It will cover the first $1,000 of a cell phone, provided it's one of our four carriers who accept our vouchers. We work in connection with the Public Service Commission for that program. So that's a great program and probably one of the most utilized that we have. Another thing that we do for people with hearing loss is to help them have access to hearing aids through the Hearing Aid Bank program. And with that program, we work with the Lions Club, Sertoma Club, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln-Barclay Hearing Center to provide low-income people with hearing aids. The hearing aids that we do have in the bank are refurbished hearing aids that have been donated to us. The Barclay Hearing Center, the audiology department, take those donated hearing aids and refurbish them, get them cleaned up, and in a condition that they're ready to be reissued to people. And then we have a list of audiologists across the state who will work to get hearing tests done and help provide the best equipment for people who are in need. I don't know how much you have ever looked into costs of hearing aids, but hearing aids are very pricey. And with the Hearing Aid Bank program, it's not a free program, but we do provide low-cost hearing aids and hearing tests to people to help them, enable them to get those hearing aids that are needed.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you're in a very unique position here, Kathy, with this position you have, because not only are you working with individuals who have been maybe suffering from hearing that's deteriorated over a number of years, but also you work with individuals that maybe are suffering from lifelong hearing loss. And in particular, it stuck out to me that you work with individuals to help make the classroom more of a friendly environment for those people that may be suffering from that lifelong hearing loss.
Absolutely. We work with anyone who's a Nebraska resident who has hearing loss. I have gotten equipment for children as young as 3 years old, provided they can demonstrate the ability to use that equipment, up to I've gotten equipment, actually smartphones, for people who are 95 years old. So just the whole range, and whatever the need is, whether it's something that I can directly help with or if it's a referral to another agency, we're more than happy to work with people to get them whatever it is that they're in need of. And we do have referrals to a lot of different agencies, whether it's Assistive Technology Partnership that can get other equipment for people, or Agency on Aging, HHS. You know, there's so many different agencies that provide other things that we don't provide.
Okay. And tell us how you work with some of those other partner agencies, in particular some that you would typically see out at the Project Connect event in North Platte.
Well, one of the things that we do, like I said, with the NSTEP program, getting those phones, a person can only apply, or a household can only apply, once every 5 years. So if something happens during that 5 years where they're in need of more or different equipment, and they're not eligible to reapply again, we can refer them to, for instance, Assistive Technology Partnership. And Assistive Technology Partnership has an equipment program where they either can provide that free of charge, or they have a loan program for a lot of different kinds of phones or personal amplifiers, signaling systems, different things that we can get to that individual until they're able to apply with us again.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we do. With the children in school, we'll refer a lot of times to PTI. I don't recall exactly what that stands for. It's an organization based in Omaha, but they work with the parents and teachers to help get that classroom child friendly, to help educate the teacher on how to communicate with someone who has hearing loss. And also Hands and Voices is another parent organization that we try to connect parents with, so that they just have that support system to be able to do what's best for their child, to make informed decisions on their child's behalf, to help them as best they can with their hearing needs.
Now, Kathy, if there's individuals out there that want to get additional information about the services you offer, or maybe they want to get in contact with you directly, how can they do so?
My office, like I said, is here in North Platte. I'm in the Kraft State Office Building at 200 South Silver. My office is in the basement, and they can stop by if they want. I do travel a lot when I don't have travel restrictions due to the coronavirus.
Sure.
But you can stop in and see me, or you can call me and make a appointment. My phone number for the office is 308-535-6600, and I do have voicemail and will return messages as soon as I can get back to the office and make those phone calls. I can be emailed at Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, .Scusa, at Nebraska, NEBRASKA.gov, or they can visit our website at ncdhh.nebraska.gov, and you can download all of our applications off of the website as well. So lots of ways that you can connect with me. If you have any kind of concerns of in-person meetings, I have the capability to Skype meetings, to do different meetings via computer or by FaceTime on my phone. or we can do it through email or just on a regular phone call.
Okay, awesome. Kathy, anything else you'd like to add today?
Just that we have a lot of programs and services available. I would encourage everybody to give me a call if they have hearing loss and have any questions about whether or not they're eligible. I'm sure there's something that we can probably help you with, or to go ahead and visit the website and take a look and see some of what we have out there.
Well, Kathy, we sure do appreciate the time and appreciate all the work you do here throughout the outbreak of the coronavirus to still offer the essential services that you do for so many individuals throughout the state.
Thank you so much, Tristan, and I truly appreciate that you guys are willing to do this for Project Connect since we can't have our regular event. And hopefully a lot of people can hear this and get some needed help.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.